Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Cody, and you are listening to Politics on the Benevolent Nation, hosted by Cam Hayes.
You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. Listeners, please call 347-989-0048, or you can listen in on your computer at www.blogtalkradio.com/Calnez. We only have 25 minutes, so please call in and voice your opinion, share your thoughts with us about some of the issues concerning the Navajo Nation. Again, this is your opportunity. Listeners, we need more of your participation. I think this is a wonderful forum for all listeners to call in and talk openly about some of the things that affect our politics on the Navajo Nation. So while we're waiting for callers, just want to be able to say that there's several things that we have on the agenda that we can address. Some of the things that are really hot on Facebook on the Politics on the Navajo Nation is the BHP's waiver of liability in reference to the Navajo Nation's purchase of the Navajo mine. Another one that's also in discussion is the Bennett Freeze issue, which has been vetoed by Navajo Nation President Ben Shelley. The other topics that's also on the on the agenda or on Facebook is also the Navajo Nation energy policy. Listeners, please call in. We need to talk about this. Last time we really got into the waiver of liability as far as BHP, there's a lot of dialogue going on Facebook. But I think that we need to be able to come on air and to be able to use this forum that goes literally all over the world, so to speak, through the Internet. And so I welcome you. Again, the telephone number here is 347-989-0048. You can call in and as well as just listen in. Also, some of the topics that's been discussed on Facebook as well is the Navajo Nation's jurisdiction of the Bennett Freeze area. The president's position was he doesn't believe that we have jurisdiction, therefore he vetoed the Bennett Freeze legislation. Also, another thing that the Navajo Nation Council, some of the delegates said that we do have jurisdiction over that. So there's a lot of issues. There's people out there that I know that work for the Navajo Nation. There's probably leaders out there that are currently now online and listening in. So callers, again, here's your opportunity to be able to share some of your opinions and even just to say hello. Again, my name is Cal Nez, and you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation.
Hi, my name is Dylan. You are listening to Internet Radio Politics on the Navajo Nation. To be our guest, call 347-989-0048.
You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. Callers, or actually listeners, we need more participation. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. In reference to the issue of the purchase of the BHP Navajo mine, there's been a lot of discussion about the waiver of liability. Well, I guess on the flip side of this, the Navajo Nation does have the right to pursue economic goals and any future development. Also, the Navajo Nation deserves to seek self-sufficiency and self-reliance. The Navajo Nation should foster opportunities for Navajo people's employment. So there's a lot of things that we can be considering as we weigh in whether we agree with the purchase of the mine, whether we're concerned about the economics of it, about the environmental effects of it. You know, what is it that you feel? And I sure like to hear from you. I'm sure that the listeners all want to hear what this topic is also involving. So while I'm waiting for callers to call in, let me read you a little posting that Mr. Chili Yazzie from Shiprock wrote on his blog. And here's what he wrote. We agreed to meet on Wednesday, which is today, I guess it happened today or didn't happen, October 30th at the Shiprock Chapter House. NTEC and BHP are scheduled to sign the agreement containing the waiver language on October 31st. In making the final arrangement for the meeting, I told them that Mr. Russell Begay and attorney friends would be at the table. BHP called me back later in the day and told me that they would not meet with lawyer types. They said they would not talk about the legality of the waiver language as it was set already, and they did not want to have DOJ say they were second-guessing them. Thus, the meeting was called off. So, what does that mean? What does that say? What are we doing about it? What is the position? But the interesting part of this thing now is that I believe that this particular legislation, it has been adopted by the Navajo Nation Council and also signed by the president of the Navajo Nation. And so I believe it is law, and the waiver of liability is in place. Is there any recourse? What generally would you do as a consumer? in any other given deal. So want to also note that tomorrow I will be talking to the Office of the President to get some clarification as to exactly what this particular waiver of liability means. And one of the things that they did say is that, well, we do not believe that the research people who are actually did the they did all of the background information in reference to having this agreement take place, that they would not put the Navajo Nation in harm's way. So that's one thing. And I also have invited Mr. Russell Gay, the Navajo Nation Council delegate, who called in about two shows ago. And I'd sure like to have him come back on. If he's listening out there, Mr. Begay, I don't understand H.O.D.N.E.T. But I'm not at eating. You know, maybe there's some latest development. And this meeting that took place today at the Shiprock chapter, which Mr. Chili Yazi has posted, did the meeting take place or did it not take place? What's the status of it? Some of the other topics that we can also be talking about. Again, callers, I'm waiting for you. Call 347-989-0048. The energy policy. The Navajo Nation is moving forward to be able to boost its interest in many aspects. I mean, is it going to be the renewal or should it be the renewal? What's your position as a Navajo citizen, wherever you're at, whether you're on the Navajo Nation or off the Navajo Nation? One of the ones that I find very interesting, too, in reference to some of the politics that are going on the Navajo Nation is this Bennett Freeze. I was reading about it, and somehow that ties into some of the legislation that's going on out there about, I guess it also ties in with the Escalade Project. And the Escalade Project, there's been a lot of dialogue about that. You know, listeners, do you agree with some of the things that are going on in terms of the business arrangement that are going on between the Navajo Nation and the Escalade partnership? So there's a lot of things out there. So ladies and gentlemen, listeners out there, this is your time for you to call in to let us know what it is that your thoughts are. Again, the telephone number is 347-989-0048.
My name is Cody, and you are listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, hosted by Cam Hayes.
You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. The lines are open. Please call 347-989-0048. And typically everybody starts calling in about 5 minutes left to go. And I would would highly recommend that we start calling in and start talking about some of these things. And if not, just to say hello. And let's talk about the Navajo Nation election for the presidential candidates and who you support and what we should do in reference to direction of the Navajo Nation. What's the platform? I talked to some of the possible candidates today, and as well as just in the past, and it's pretty interesting. When we talk about, you know, I've heard a lot of people talking about change. How much change are we going to implement in reference to, and when we talk about changes, are we talking about getting the, what do we want to change? The new direction, and the new direction, what is the new direction? And so we have the latest population counts. I mean, there are, some say 350,000, some say 290,000. So whatever the population is and what percentage of that is off the Navajo Nation. And so while we're talking about elections, how much of the population off the Navajo Nation is interested in the direction of the Navajo Nation politics, and how much effect, and people, do they really care? I've had people get online and on Facebook or just in general discussion out in the public. I've had people say to me that, you know, what do I care? What do they care? On the Navajo Nation, I live off the reservation, so what does it matter? My vote doesn't count anyway. And the elections do take place on a Tuesday. And because it happens on a Tuesday, I can't get time off. I'm unable to vote. They register, they forget to get their absentee votes, ballots, and they miss the opportunity. So I think a lot of these things, you know, what is it that's on your mind? And right now we have 12 minutes and 22 seconds left in the show. And so I'm waiting for callers to come in or to call in at 347-989-0048. Khajishanta Iste, Key Jackson Jr., Teresa Hatali, Fred Hatali. These people are pretty vocal on the internet. We've got people like a gentleman by the name of Pony Stone. I'm waiting for you to call in. I hope that you're listening. Mr. Russell Begay, if you're online, if you're available, I sent an email to you for you to call in so you can address some of these issues and concerns. If possible, also, a shout-out to any of the president staff out there who knows about some of the inside dynamics of some of these things that I've mentioned earlier, the BHP waiver of liabilities, the Navajo Nation energy policy, and then a freeze veto by the president, Ben Shelley, the Escalade project. There's a lot of discussion. There's a lot of emotions that are involved in this thing. I was also reading about a group that was that's been online, and that organization is called the Forgotten People. I've also sent emails to them asking for them to get to give me a call, because I should like to know what their organization is about. And also another thing, too, is that any other groups that are out there who have some legitimate concerns and have a position in reference to the politics on the Navajo Nation, I also like to invite you to give me a call or write to me email calnez@calnezdesign.com, and we can get you on air and have your your organization showcased and highlighted as to what you're doing and how your organization is helping the Navajo Nation. Sometimes in the future also, we ought to be talking about some issues in reference to the Navajo Nation government. There's one topic that I've been very, very, very interested in, and I don't know how many people out there know about it or know to what degree they know about this, and that is the fundamental laws of the Diné. And it's a Navajo Nation law. It has been brought into place, and there are several components to that. And how much do we know about it? And as I understand this particular law, it's Navajo. The foundation, the guts of this entire fundamental law of the Diné is based on the Navajo tradition. And so the question ought to be, I guess that's coming up, I mean, I'm just presenting this to you so you can begin to think about that as Navajo people, we have a law and we have another set of law that is based on the Balagana. And most of that is being practiced. And so when certain laws and rules are being adjudicated, how much does the Navajo or the fundamental law of the Diné play into that? How much is that accounted into? I know there's another aspect of this which is very interesting in the judicial aspect of the Navajo Nation government, is that when the Navajo, when there's a case, any type of a case, we have the peacemaker. You know, the peacemaker courts, and how much of that particular organization uses the fundamental law of the Navajo. And again, I'm presenting these ideas and all these thoughts and all these topics so that you can engage yourself and begin to think what it is that that these laws and topics mean to us. And so please understand that this time, every Wednesday, is I hope will be the time when you'll be able to call in and share some of your ideas. If there's issues about the time of the show, I'd like to have you call in and let me know what it is that you want to talk about. I mean, I should like to have some people out there that are on Facebook or that work for the Navajo Nation call in and to be a guest with me. And so I welcome you to give me a call. We have about 6 minutes and 30 seconds, and the telephone number here is 347-989-0048, and you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation.
Hi, Yat-A, my name is Dylan. You are listening to Internet Radio Politics on the Navajo Nation. To be our guest, call
347-989-0048. Oh, hey, yeah.
Donna. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is a place, a forum for everybody to call in and talk and share and voice your opinions that you've posted on Facebook. This Facebook page is a group page on the, it's called the Politics on the Navajo Nation. And I developed that page so that we can have a place where we can have a health clean discussion. And so just as I was ready to say, Eugene Arthur, Iyasha sidekick, yeah, Dishno, and I said maybe it ought to be Cal and Eugene show. She would thought Nishan Sandela, Yate Shinanta.
Hey, Yate, Cal. How's it going? I'm listening on the radio. I'm just waiting for somebody to call in and all the Facebook people. They need to call in.
Exactly.
And voice their opinion and whatever that they want to say. Like you said, they call in to say hello, you know.
Yeah.
So I was just waiting for that, and I'm listening in, so I don't know where everybody's at, and I don't know, the World Series was in, I think it's probably in the eighth inning, and the Red Sox were ahead. I just read that. And
oh, is that right?
I just called in to say hello, and the little article that Chili Yazzie wrote was pretty interesting.
Wasn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was wondering what your thoughts were on that. I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, just like we talked about and like we said, you know, we're stuck with it now because it's pretty much a done deal. And nobody wants to take the sick horse back, you know. BHP doesn't want their horse back. And that's what Chili wanted to talk about, it seemed like, and they don't want it back. So Navajo Nation is stuck with it.
Do you think that, that just further raises the question that there might be there's something to hide there or something? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. There's something to hide. Some shady deals, you know, under the table stuff, you know, I wouldn't put it past anybody to, you know, for that to be going on.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you this. I mean, I've given this opportunity for people to call in, and you know, and so far, you know, there's not been much response.
Yeah.
So I think for probably after this show, I'm gonna just go ahead and put it to rest. I mean, there's a lot of dialogue on Facebook, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
And, but I'll just leave it as is now. So, what else do you think about in terms of other developments? We have 60 seconds now.
Okay.
What else do you think that is out there that we ought to just discuss in the last 30 seconds?
Oh, maybe the confluence. I understand there's meetings going on over there again, and kind of had sounded like it had kind of died down, but now it's coming back up again. And
yeah,
that's just being pushed through too, you know. Not really being thought about on the, how it will impact the people, you know, people that are living around the area. You know, if the council wants some kind of development, maybe they should develop something in their own backyards and see how they like it with all the people coming in, you know, without really getting their input or anything, you know. See if they would like it if something like that happened.
All right. We'll talk next week again. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, keep it up, Cal.
Mark, and my name is Cody, and you are listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, hosted by Cam Hayes.